Hey there, this is Tevin with Wolverine Buzz, a podcast intended for UVU students by students, where we try to give you the update of all things Utah Valley University.
Welcome back, everyone, on this great Monday. We have another great episode for you. We've got a good interview with Madeline Brenchley, the executive club president of a Hand Up Club here at UVU, but we'll get to that in a bit.
Woohoo!
First off, remember, follow us on Instagram. We are at Wolverine_Buzz.
Yep.
And Tevin, what do we got this week for the zone?
This week for Action Learning the Zone, which you can follow on Instagram at actionlearning.uvu. Wednesdays at 11:30 in the demo kitchen, we have Wolverine Wednesday, where if you wear green or UVU apparel, show your school spirit, you get a free pizza. Well, yes. not a free piece of pizza or two pieces.
Two pieces and a drink, I think.
Oh, yeah. So it's worth it. Yes. But you have to wear something UVU. You go stand in that line and you're not wearing green or UVU, then you're being sent away.
You get kicked out.
But I don't, yeah. I think any green works. I'm wearing green slacks right now. I think those would count.
Yeah. Try it out. Might as well.
I know, right? I just spent money on a kolache, though, so no UVU green for me.
Yeah. But this coming Saturday, the 20th, from 10 to 12 p.m. in SL306 Mac Court, there is a weekly activities for Special Olympics participants and student volunteers. This is sponsored by the UVU Social Impact Fellows and the Center for Social Impact. So if you want to get involved with that, the Special Olympics, contact them at socialimpact@uvu.edu. If you're interested in volunteering, you can go to their website as well, which is www.uvu.edu/socialimpact.
Yeah, so get on that and help with Special Olympics.
Special Olympics.
I didn't realize that was the thing that we had at UVU.
But I did not either. That's cool. Yeah.
And also, if not UVU events are what you want, but you still want to be around the college people, because I know this week before Thanksgiving, there's a lot of drag in what events could there be. But Wolverine Crossing is doing an open mic night Tuesday, November 16th, which is tomorrow. Tomorrow night, and usually they have free food and it's free music. So go hang out and enjoy stuff right before Thanksgiving break.
Go enjoy it. It'll be cool. And with the talk of Thanksgiving break, we will not be here. Yes, we will be gone. And so there will be no episode of the Wolverine Buzz that week of Thanksgiving.
Yep, Thanksgiving break is the 22nd through the 27th. And are you doing anything for Thanksgiving, Sam? Are you partying up with your family?
Yeah, I'm going home and knocking out a bunch of projects that I have been slacking off on.
It's going to be a week of working for me as well. Yep. I have a bunch of projects due like the Friday before Thanksgiving break, and then it's all their final is due the week after.
Yep.
So we go nonstop here at UVU.
Just keep trucking, that's for sure.
But with Thanksgiving, my favorite memes are back in town. They're the Thanksgiving clapback memes. And I'm going to share one. And I'm going to see if I can find one to share. Oh, not Thanksgiving meme. Thanksgiving clapback meme. There we go. And just if all of you listening could send this, send us your favorite on our Instagram so I personally can enjoy them. I don't know if anyone else liked these.
I'll enjoy them too.
But here's one, I'll read it to you. Aunt, I see your acne is coming back. Me, unlike your husband. Hashtag Thanksgiving clapback. What's another one? Oh, here we are. Aunt, why are you wearing so much makeup? Me, why is no one eating your casserole? I love these.
Yes.
Auntie, I heard that you're failing math. Me, well, I heard you never graduated. So just spam us with those memes, please.
Yes, please. Or even funny Thanksgiving stories. I think it's just...
Oh, yeah. Funny Thanksgiving stories, too. Who am I kidding? My memes. Tell us about yourselves.
Do both.
Do both. Exactly. But with that, jumping into our interview with Madeline Brenchley, the executive club president of a hand-up club, which I believe is part of the food pantry. It's part of the social impact here.
Yeah. They work with basic needs, security, and housing, I believe.
Housing?
Kind of like your food, water, shelter.
Yeah. Well, let's listen to Madeline and Dalton talk about that right now.
Awesome. So my name is Dalton Mahan. I am here with Wolverine Buzz, and I'm here joined by Madeline Brenchley. Brenchley? Mm-hmm. And you are the executive president for a hand-up club, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
And so if you would mind introducing like a little bit about the hand-up club, what is the club about? What do you guys talk about and stuff?
Sure. So we are primarily what's called a service club. UVU has different types of clubs, and we're categorized as a service club. But our three main goals are to destigmatize basic needs and security and homelessness, to create a community for people who have experienced or are experiencing basic needs and security and homelessness, and to engage in these service projects, as well as like spread the word about campus resources that can address basic needs and security and homelessness.
That's actually really interesting. So then I'm guessing you guys associate really well with the on campus resources like the ombudsman.
Yes. Yeah. So we work closely with the Student Life Office and the Center for Social Impact. And we really like to spread the word about the food pantry.
Yeah.
Because not a lot of students know that we have a food pantry on campus.
Well, it's kind of like secretive.
Yeah. Well, we don't want it to be secretive. That's the goal, I guess. But right now, it's in a temporary location since the Center for Social Impact is moving offices. You know, you've probably seen the construction downstairs. Yes. But they are still functional. They are taking online orders right now. So people can still use the food pantry.
Especially this time of year. I know that food pantry is a big thing, like for Thanksgiving, Christmas and stuff. And how does that work? So like in the Hands Up Club, what are you guys doing with the food pantry? Like what are you guys doing to help that, if that makes sense?
That's a good question. So like I said, we're spreading awareness about the fact that it exists, which is a huge deal. And I want to mention also that they give out food vouchers for students. So if you're not about like canned food, but you still need a meal, they give out 3 meal vouchers per semester per student.
Oh, cool.
So you can just like use them at campus restaurants. So
to any student.
Yeah, to any student.
They don't have to do a background check or anything.
You don't have to give them any sort of like financial documentation about your income.
Just walk in kind of thing and
In, you get a food voucher. It's super easy. I've done it, you know, like.
Of course. Why not?
Why not?
I'm going to do it after this probably.
Yeah, there you go. Everybody should take advantage of it. We spread awareness about that. And then last year we ran a food donation drive for the food pantry. And we just kind of collected donations and helped stock some of the shelves. So we'll probably do that again this upcoming spring if they want us to.
That's awesome. And then are you guys like recruiting? How many people are in your club, if I may ask?
So right now we have about 45 members.
Okay.
Last I checked. At our last event, I think we had somewhere around, that many, about 40, 45 students show up to help out. So these are pretty active members, and our leadership is pretty big, too. We have 5 people in leadership. So,
wow.
Yeah, there's a lot of people involved. It's an important thing to be involved in.
Of course, of course. And then if somebody wanted to join the club, is it only UVU students that are able to join? And if not, could you expand on that?
Yeah. To officially join the club and be on our roster through the UVU website, you need a UVU ID.
Okay. So you have to be a member.
You do have to be a student to be officially a member. But we're always happy to work with community members. And I have a lot of friends who live in Salt Lake who don't go to UVU. And they've come to our events before. So people are welcome to join even if they're not students. It just not officially, you know, they can't officially join. But
yes. And so then is this like a good opportunity for students to get like volunteer hours or like leadership hours and stuff? Like, do you guys go to food pantries or food banks or homeless shelters and especially during Thanksgiving, because I know like a lot of homeless shelters give out like food, like they do Thanksgiving dinners and stuff. Mm-hmm. And so do you guys, are you guys involved with those as well around in the community, or do you guys just focus on Utah Valley?
Right. University? Yeah. We do go out into the community. Okay. So we primarily work with Food Justice Coalition mm-hmm. in Salt Lake City. And we also work with Community Action in Provo.
Okay.
Which is actually where the UVU Food Pantry gets all their food from. We get it from Community Action.
Just steal from them.
Yeah. So we volunteer with Community Action. We're going to start making it more consistent mm-hmm. Every other Friday from 1 to 3 p.m.
Okay.
So the first time that we're going to have this biweekly volunteering mm-hmm. Is this the last Friday of November is when we're going to start. So if y'all are out there listening to this, DM us on Instagram or email us and come with us.
Awesome. And what's your guys' Instagram handle? Do you know it off the top of your head?
Yeah, it's a hand up underscore UVU.
Okay.
I believe.
A hand up underscore UVU.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Awesome. And then why should a student join this club? I mean, you've already answered it and stuff. And I think it would be kind of interesting to see like what kind of skills you have gained, I guess, as you personally relate why a student should join this club.
Yeah. Well, personally, I think it's important to make sure that we're caring for our community just in general.
Yeah.
And there are a surprising amount of students who face basic needs insecurity and homelessness. Like, I mean, think about it. Have you ever put off buying a textbook, you know, to pay for rent or like to buy groceries?
Oh, yeah.
Like those little budgeting things, we all kind of have teetered on the edge of housing insecurity. And I mean, not all of us, but a lot of us. Mm-hmm. In fact, 11% of students are at risk of losing housing, according to a 2018 student survey.
Whoa.
And 1 in 10 students has skipped a meal because they couldn't afford to pay for food that day. So that's a lot of students. Mm-hmm. Even if you don't think you know someone who's experienced these issues, you probably have.
Yes.
So that's number one, why you should be involved, because this is impacting people you know.
For sure.
And number two is, yeah, you definitely learn leadership skills. You learn how to like put on events, how to send out emails that sound professional if you're on our leadership. You can learn how to just like network and get to know people on campus if that's what you're into, you know. It's a great way to make friends.
And then I noticed that you guys do food pantry here. Like there've been a couple of events at the demo kitchen.
Yeah.
And so I noticed you guys do a couple things at the demo kitchen. Is there still a couple things that are going to be happening over there, like for the food pantry, or things that a hand up club will be involved in?
Yeah. So, we're not involved as a club per se, mm-hmm. but like I said, we work closely with the Center for Social Impact.
Okay.
And as you mentioned, it's every other Friday, mostly every other Friday. The next Fresh Food Friday, which I think is what you're talking about.
It is.
Is November 19th.
Okay.
And then there's one more on December 10th.
Okay.
And that's put on by the same people who run the food pantry. So gotcha. Students can show up from 1 to 3 at the SLWC demo kitchen, as you said.
Yes.
And just pick up produce.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's so cool. Fresh food. Just walk right by and get fresh produce.
I know. It's so cool. It's so cool.
And then I think that goes on to what future events are you guys doing as well? Like mm-hmm. not just with the food pantry, is there other things that you guys are involved in as well?
Yeah.
That are like future things that we should be aware of?
Yeah. Thanks for asking. Right now, actually, we're running a winter donation drive with the IRSU, which is the Immigrant and Refugee Student Union. So we're running a donation drive until December 18th. And you can see bins. We have bins out in the halls. Mm-hmm. You can just drop off winter clothes at. We're primarily looking for coats, gloves, socks, hats, but we're taking any warm clothes.
Yeah.
Like probably don't give us like a tank top, you know? Folks don't really need
swimsuits.
Yeah, it's hard to find. I mean, we definitely need like, you know, warmer clothes.
Clothes, for sure.
So if you have warm clothes, you can donate pants, whatever it may be. Mm-hmm. Please bring those by. Or household supplies. The IRSU is collecting household supplies for immigrant and refugee families.
That's awesome. That's mm-hmm. so cool. And then do you guys get to participate in giving those to the IRSU and stuff? Like, because you obviously collect those mm-hmm. clothes or something, and then you guys get to donate it to the IRSU or something, a different pantry?
Yeah, so most of our donations we're going to take to Volunteers of America.
Okay.
Or, I mean, that's most of, like, the clothing donations. Mm-hmm. the coats, the hats, the gloves, and the scarves, and also shoes, we are going to distribute ourselves to the unsheltered community in Salt Lake City. That's, we did this last year. In fact, this is an annual thing. I think it's important that it shouldn't just be like, oh, here, take this. Like, I'm so great for giving you something, you know? I it kind of makes it feel inhumane when we just go through a middleman all the time.
Yes.
Again, I said one of the main purposes of the club is to destigmatize basic needs insecurity, which means talking to people who face homelessness and basic needs insecurity and treating them as humans. So that's why we think it's important to go out into the community and talk with these folks and, you know, hand them a coat, see what they need, see what they want.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's awesome that you guys are involved in that and the community's needs and wants and the people as well. And I think that's great. What do you enjoy about the club?
I mean, we've
talked about so many good things, but what's something that you enjoy about the club as a president?
Well, I faced housing insecurity and food insecurity growing up.
Okay.
And I think the most important thing I've gained from being involved in the club is finding that I'm not alone in that. And finding that a lot of my friends have also faced those concerns.
Mm-hmm.
And making new friends who face those same roadblocks. So really just the friends have made a lot. It sounds so cheesy, but the friends I've made. That's my favorite part.
You guys are able to relate. And thank you so much, Madeline, for your time and coming in and talking with us. If you guys have more questions, you can DM you guys at the...
A hand up underscore UVU. And our email is ahandup@uvu@gmail.com. So
great.
Email us there. We'll get back to you right away.
Thank you.
Well, and that was Madeline Brenchley.
Yes.
So I know that they gave some websites and stuff to look at on the interview for more information on things. I know that they gave their Instagram handle. Do you know the Instagram?
I believe it's ahand_up.
ahand_up. You want to fact check that?
Yes, let me fact check.
ahand_up_UVU. Oh, yep, there it is.
So...
that's cool. Oh, and there's Madeline Brenchley right there.
Right at the top.
So go check them out. Check that Instagram out. And yeah.
Yeah, get involved. Sounds like a pretty cool club.
Yeah. Also, if you are here for, or if you're interested in looking into like clubs here at UVU, if you go to www.uvu.edu/clubs, you'll have all them. I think there's like a list of them, or at least information on clubs and events. Because I know that we had talked about the D&D club having their D&D stuff Wednesdays.
Yeah.
But then you got a hand up. I know I'm part of the digital audio club. I don't know if you're part of any clubs.
I am part of the IXD collaborative. I think we're classified as a club, but we're not.
You're not. You're that weird.
We're the cool kids. Yeah.
Well, and I'm also part of the, I forget what the club's called. It's pretty much about
polar bears.
Well, yeah, polar bears. What in the world? Like, global warming. Okay. There we go. There we are. Yeah. I'm part of
polar bear club.
I forget what it's
called. Is that what it's called?
No, it's not called the polar. I wish it was called the polar bear club. So we'll start a polar bear club. Anyway, but yeah, because there's a lot of clubs here at UVU from like a long range of different things.
Yeah, we've done a little bit of research on the clubs, and I think it was like over 150. So, yep.
And the random ones that you didn't even know existed.
Yes.
At least I didn't know. I mean, I'm sure the members are like, oh, yeah, we exist. But
we've been here for 20 years.
Exactly. But Sam, sports. Tell us about sports.
Got another exciting week. Basketball is going full force, men and women. To start off the week, we don't really have too much going on here at UVU until actually nothing this week. So
really?
Yeah.
Well, nothing until after Thanksgiving break, I bet, huh?
Yeah. So all the games are either are away. And so if you want to tune into those, you can on the gouvu.com website. That will link you to the games and you can watch them live or they are on ESPN, but I'm not sure which ESPN. So go to uvu.com.
Google, Google UVU ESPN. Well, yes. Right on. Yeah.
That'll and then, get you all your games.
Yeah. And if sports aren't your thing, again, here's the Norda, which the Norda has so much going on all the time. Yeah. And we went from talking about every single thing happening at the Norda to just doing about one or two. So if you want more information on the Norda, it's uvu.edu/the Norda. But this week we're talking about the percussion ensemble in concert. With the little snippet of our percussion ensemble provides opportunities for performing in small groups of select musicians and studying music of various styles and periods. Come see our percussionists showcase their skills. And that is November 20th at 7 p.m. And again, uvu.edu/the Norda for tickets, more information, a ton of different shows. They have at least like three or four happening almost every single week.
Yeah.
So you should check them out.
Yep. They got a ton going on. So.
And then back to clubs, we are trying to interview as many clubs, like leaders or members, as we can. So if you're involved with the club and want to talk to us, reach out on our Instagram at Wolverine_buzz.
Yes.
So we can talk to you and learn all about your club and who you are.
All the cool stuff you do. Anyway, subscribe to our podcast on Spotify and be sure to tune in every week. Our new episode drops every Monday morning at 6 a.m.
Except for the week of Thanksgiving.
Yes.
But yeah, I'm Tevin.
And I'm Sam.
Because we forgot to introduce ourselves in the beginning.
Yes.
Do good and decorate, you guys. And we'll see you the 29th.
We'll see you.
This podcast is intended for the students and campus community at Utah Valley University. This is Tevin. You've been listening to Wolverine.